This is like the national anthem version of Hulk Hogan's theme song.
I saw like the last 40 minutes of Rocky III over the weekend. I gotta say, Mr. T was phenomenal. Him and Carl Weathers, were just phenomenal in that movie. You forget how good they were.
Rocky III is one of my lower ranked Rockies. Yes. I may have to see that one again.
No, I mean for me, Rocky I and even II, you know, they just get more comical as they go. Like Rocky IV is comically good. Like to watch that, you know, I must break you and all that kind of stuff.
Remember, every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. Unfortunately, only 30% of the patients are able to find a compatible bone marrow donor within their family. But that's how you can help. Go to DKMS.org/FNTSY today and sign up online to register as a donor. DKMS will send you a swab kit, which takes legitimately 1 minute to do. You swab each of your cheeks and send it back to them. That's it. You're done. DKMS will then try and match you up with a person in need of a donation. The process is easy, and best of all, you can actually save someone's life. Not metaphorically, but quite literally. Check out DKMS.org/FNTSY to see how you can help. The Olympic update, Matt. What did you watch this weekend?
Oh, well, let's start
from the beginning.
Okay, we're starting from the beginning.
No, wherever you want.
Well, I
want to
start from last night. Team USA in hockey advanced.
No, to what round?
Now it's well, that was the qualifying round. That they had the initial first round, and they had to win or they were going home. And I forget the final was like 4-1 or something like that.
Nice.
Donato had 2 goals. His dad had played, I believe, in the 1988 Olympics. So that was good to see that USA is still alive in hockey. And the women's hockey is going to be a must watch. I don't know if it's Wednesday or something. They're going to play Canada for the gold. So shout out to
it was women's hockey teams. And they should be.
USA Canada is like this
huge
epic
rivalry.
Yeah. Like I think the last Olympics was overtime. It was the time.
Yes, sir. And then we actually had a U.S. women's hockey player give an interview to us here at FNTSY last Friday.
No, I didn't know that.
Mike Blewett talked to her.
Is she an Olympian? I mean,
she is a gold medal Olympian. Okay, from Nagano.
So she called in from Korea?
She's from Nagano. It's in Japan, 1998.
Oh, she's not on this team.
No, she won the gold medal in 98. Skyped
that's
in.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, so I wanted to start with that. I mean, I do love the downhill skiing and all that stuff. I've never done it. I mean, I've gone skiing a couple times, but never like at a really advanced kind of level. But that just seems like such an exhilarating thing to do. That girl, I forget where she's from, but she was like really a snowboarder, and she started doing like downhill recently, and she won a gold medal, which is like pretty phenomenal.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting. I do hope Michaela can win the gold in the combined.
Yes, the combined. Yes. Mm-hmm.
She didn't win the gold in her number one. She has a gold medal.
She has it from winning the slalom, and I think the giant slalom. One of the two she won. The other one was her best that she did not win.
Yeah, so she finished fourth, but she's one of the favorites in the combined. Lindsey Vonn, I'm going to root for her. She, pretty much, I found it interesting what she does in these trial runs. They get like 3 trial runs. So the first day they did it, she had the best time. And then the second time she did it, as she was approaching the finish line, she kind of held up because she said she didn't want to be the best time all the time. And then she did the same thing yesterday, and the final run, I think it's tomorrow or maybe it's tonight in prime time. So I'm definitely going to be watching that.
Women's figure skating tonight as well.
Yeah, no, I am very interested in seeing my girl Medvedeva. Well, that performance she put on totally mesmerized me. I thought that was just fantastic.
Speaking of mesmerizing, I know you're not super into the ice dancing. You said you can't get into it. But the Canadian couple of Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore, they're incredible.
But I heard they got the highest score ever.
Yeah.
So, hey, you look. I only events I really can't get into is curling. And a lot of people like curling. I just can't do it. That the ice dancing, look, I watch women's and men's figure skating, the ice dancing just don't do it for me. The biathlon's been something I've been watching.
Yeah.
That was an epic finish. It was a photo finish. It was pretty great.
Why don't you describe it to me? Like you described it during the break because it was awesome.
Yeah, the French guy is like the best in the world, and he was the favorite. And I guess the last two Olympics he's had, he got silver. I think one of them might have been a photo finish that he lost on a photo finish or something close like that. And he, I guess, fell in this race. He missed a couple of shots, but he had the lead going down that home stretch, and the German athlete was just really moving, and he was like on his heels. And you showed him as they got to the finish line, it was a photo finish where you stretched out, and the French guy looked like he put his leg out first, but kind of like fell and stumbled over the line. And I thought it was just pretty cool that you saw an actual photo finish where it was kind of like inches. The gold medal was decided by inches. The French athlete thought he lost because he kind of fell awkwardly, slammed his ski stick and all that, but he won. Just barely, he held on. I found it exciting. I mean, like I said, once again, these are sports I'm never really going to watch except for every 4 years. And you're watching these people that have basically spent the last 4 years of their life every day training to get here and, you know, hopefully do that. And last night, the two-man bobsled, a tie with the gold medal. That was a pretty fantastic finish. Team Canada, it looked like they were going to win it and take it from one of the German teams. They had like three or four teams in there, Germany. And it ended in a tie, and the German team was stoked as well. They went running over to Team Canada, and the driver from Team Canada was like, I thought we won, but when I saw the Germans over here so excited, I assumed maybe... Maybe it was a tie. Excuse me.
Drink some coffee, man. Yeah. Drink some coffee. A lot of fun going on in the Olympics there, Corey. Matt said it before. The U.S. men's hockey team advanced to the quarters. No professionals on that team, or no current professionals. But you look at like the Russians with Ilya Kovalchuk on it. The U.S., amazing that they're still in it. Well, amazing, yeah. I guess you kind of expected. But.
Well, no. Shout out to the U.S. hockey team. Do you believe in miracles?
There you go. Al Michaels.
Who?
Al Michaels.
The U.S. hockey team.
Well, Al Michaels is the guy.
I know
that
he was
it.
The call, but he wasn't on the field.
No, he
on the ice. Excuse me,
yeah,
it was
on the
no
ice.
Field.
Yeah, no.
That's field hockey.
Yes, that's
a different sport.
That's it's the Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics. Correct.
It's field hockey.
No, you can't have field hockey in Iceland.
So did you know that the band OAR is receiving a massive bump this Olympics?
Because of the Russian thing? That's wild.
He's pumped, this guy.
He should be. Yeah. Shout out to him.
All this notoriety for this band.
He should start taking steroids.
How about that story, Corey? The Russian curler failed two doping tests.
A curler?
Curler.
Is doping? We gotta do better, people. It might just be something in the water out there.
Like, what do you accomplish?
I have no idea. I thought that was an amazing story to come out. Like, didn't they say to the Russian athletes, if you behave or something, at the closing ceremony, they'll let you?
And now the Norwegian dude, who the Russian beat in curling, is like, this is BS. I want my medal.
Yeah, no, look, if he failed these tests, he's got to get the medal stripped. And I think that's been proven.
I did want to ask you guys this story when it came to the Olympics. And that was about Adam Rippon, your boy Adam Rippon, right? So he performed, he did his free skate, I think it was like Friday night, I want to say, maybe Thursday night. This is free skate, his final performance. Doesn't medal and whatever, but he's become certainly a story for the Americans this Olympics. NBC offers him a job to be a special correspondent to do whatever the rest of the Olympics. He immediately said yes and then turned him down because if he accepted the job with NBC, he was no longer this amateur.
Yeah, he's no longer an amateur.
So he had to not only move out of the Olympic Village, but he couldn't walk in the closing ceremonies with Team USA.
Yeah.
He was essentially no longer Olympian because he had a job with NBC. So he then decided, you know what? I'm good. What do you think of Adam Rippon turning down the money to work for NBC to stay as an Olympian?
I mean, no, that's a good thing to do. Very noble of him. So, I mean, obviously he wants to go out there to be an Olympic athlete. So he turns down that opportunity. I'd have been like,
I'll
let you.
Yeah, look.
NBC.
He gave his all throughout the Olympics and all that. He was never expected to medal or anything like that.
No.
So
not.
Now I get that he wants to stay in the village and walk in the closing ceremony. But for a career move, I think you should have took it.
Yeah,
took
the money.
Agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
I would go visit Olympic Village.
It's very hard, right? Leaving the Olympic Village, I get it, and not being able to walk in the closing ceremonies. But and it's hard to do this, to look at your long-term future right now. But in 4 years, you're not going to be back in the Olympics because you're not good enough, in all honesty. And this is your chance. Get on NBC. Make your mark, kind of like Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir have done. And then you're in this seat forever. And you're making money forever.
Yeah, I mean, Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir do like every event. Every event.
Anything NBC has, they're there.
And even like not events. They had like Korean hip-hop music or Korean pop. Excuse me. K-pop, I think it's called.
It is. You have Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski at the Kentucky Derby. You have them at the Super Bowl every year. And they made their mark. And that could have been Adam Rippon. And he decided to stay as an amateur instead. All the credit in the world to him. Not sure that was the smartest decision, though.
Trash Tanya would have took the money.
Trash Tanya would have taken the money.
Damn Skippy.
You know who also took the money? Eric Hosmer. We'll discuss him signing with San Diego when we come back here on Fantasy Sports Today.